Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
Sunny day, and it's I see the breeze blowing, but it's still, we got the heat. Well, not the rain, but we got the heat. It's clear out. So if, what time is it? It's 3:30 on my time, 3:30 p.m. on my time. So okay, so today, what you see, New York City is made up of, like, immigrants from almost, like, every country. In the borough of Queens alone, you can savor the worldly flavors with both restaurants and grocery stores. Yes, like mom-and-pop stores. They're dwindling, and it's no longer easy to find a good Italian store that sells items like imported cheeses, fresh mozzarella, deli meats, sandwiches, and prepared meals, as well as like shelves of imported food through a pantry. Well, Sergimo Salumeria, Salumeria, well, it's a family business that actually started when a man came from Palermo in Sicily in 1969. And right now, Sergio Badalamenti is now the owner of three locations, one in Queens and two that are in Manhattan. And Serge, as we call him, will be talking about the differences with the various deli meats and the cheeses and what else they have to offer there. In the meantime, got a message from one of our sponsors, of course. Here we go.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, yes, and you can get these absolutely delicious brownies at www.brownies.com. They also have soft batch cookies, my favorite being the chocolate mint. Yes, you know, those kind with the, at the Girl Scouts had, but a lot better. And they have, I think, even some new flavors as well. There was a cinnamon chocolate. I don't know if they still have that. But anyway, just so worth it. It's not, probably won't be able to get it in your average store, though. So I would suggest that you go to their website. Okay. In the meantime, so with the this Italian store, what I had done, I tried some of the various items there, the different like the prosciuttos, some of the cheeses, and I also had some things like they make an excellent manicotti, or manicotti as you call it, that's like stuffed with ricotta cheese. They make some, like a couple of their sauces. Well, one that I really liked the best, I guess, was the bolognese, because it has meat in it, and it's great for, I'm going to be preparing some things just that with the meat sauce. And let's see, what else did I have? Well, I haven't visited the place, but that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, is actually going to the store in Queens in Whitestone to see what it looks like and take some photos inside and all around. But the big thing there, which I'm sure Serge will talk about, is the signature is their paninis. That's what he's going to tell us all about there as well. And so in the meantime, where's the, well, I have the my chickens. Where are they? Huh. Really? And what else do you have to say? Well, I know they sound alike because they're very close. That was Esther. One was Esther and one was Eunice. And they just basically wanted to say hello. I think they want to go there tomorrow with me to do some kind of a tasting. Well, I don't know how much they're going to actually taste, but I'll bring them, you know. I can do that. You know, that would, I don't think anybody would mind. Oh, wait a minute. The other ones are come. Marilyn and Minerva. Yes. Okay. Another time. Wow. They get jealous, you know. Well, it's not sibling rivalry. Esther and Eunice are related. And Marilyn and Minerva are not related, but they're, I think they might be cousins, I think. I'm not sure. But anyhow, so they're here. They're all here with me, and they all have some little adopted children as well. I'm going to be writing about their adventures. Well, I have some of their adventures on my website, Esther and Eunice Adventures, at blogspot.com, I believe it is. But then, if you Google my name, Merle Exit, then you'll probably find all of it, you know, everything that I, and just about everything I do. You just, like, try that. Google your name. It's sometimes it's quite funny, too. Last one I Googled, somehow I got into this thing, My Life. I don't think I ever sent anything to them. But I went and I looked it on My Life, and they have all this information about me. not sure where they got it. Well, you know, they explore whatever. And somehow I have it in there that I've lived in some place in Maryland, which I never have. But, you know, not all these things are true there. But it's interesting. So, let's see. So what I'm this week, this is going to be good. I'm going to, there's a place that advertises, I think the something American, whatever, not American Crafters, I forgot. Anyway, they always advertise on TV, and you can get two pairs of glasses for $69. And it says, you know, and you can walk in. And it also includes an eye exam. So I'm going to I do need to get new glasses anyway. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk in, and I want to see if I can actually allow me, if they allow me to get away with just spending the approximately $70 or, you know, just want to check. And that's something I'm going to write about as well. And let's see what else is coming up. Oh, what else is, what's coming up is, Barbara Coletti. Barbara Coletti went to, she went to an area, and she went to Grass Valley, and I'm going to be talking to her about how her time was, how it all went, because she went to the winery and one other place, and I'm going to be doing a series of articles about that particular area, and I'm still waiting for a couple of wines that are going to be, that have been shipped to me. And apparently one is a red wine and one is a white wine. And let's see. There's not a lot. There are things going on in Queens, but not anything that I'm really interested in exploring too much. These days it's getting, I know, getting bored. It's the bored days. Let's see again. So I'm waiting for Serge. I hope he realizes what I'm going to do is check my email, and while I'm doing that, let's see. I could. What can I play here? Let's play something here. I know I like Josh Groban, but how about here's something from Kiko Matsui. How about? that's enough of that. Let's get something like a little more upbeat. How about, well, since it's on Broadway, let's hear. Okay, well, I don't know, we were supposed to be on at 3:30, and since nobody's there, I mean, you know, okay. So, well, then the heck with it, you know, what can I do? You win some, you lose some. So I'm going to end the episode. Maybe I'll get him another day, or, well, I'll definitely be talking with him tomorrow. So, well, whatever. Have a good day, everybody.